A reflection by Father Luis Sozano, Matthew 17, 1 through 9. Transfigure yourself. Jesus took them to a high mount. Christians who desire to commit themselves to Christian life will go through a spiritual process, like climbing a mountain. What the apostles felt was like the grace that you experience after a retreat, a mass, or adoration. Moments when you feel great joy in your spirit that even drives some people to do more and more. Careful, it's a beautiful experience. Yes, you feel good and comfortable, but I must tell you that it is a stage. I suggest that during this stage you write down all your experience and feelings because they are strong and beautiful. Writing them down is a good way to remember them and keep them in mind, because when those moments of drought come along and you are not up on the mount, you will be able to remember that Jesus really took you to the top of the mountain. It is good that we are here. This is what Peter says. Yes, the experience with God is beautiful, but it must set in motion a way of acting and being in your life. You cannot lead a Christian life only through experiences and feelings. Christian life is a process of maturation and formation. When I begin to follow Jesus, all my time, energy, and predisposition were devoted to God's things, as if I had direct and complete Wi-Fi connection with Him every day. But over time, one discovers that Christian life is a process of maturity and that it doesn't only involve feelings. What we have experienced. Jesus reminds us that Lent is a time that leads us to Easter and prepares us for it. The same thing happens in life. There are difficult and tough times, but they prepare us for something great and beautiful. Look, we all go through hard times, but God keeps reminding us that His promise is still intact. He is always by our side. Come on, remember that something good is on the way. Be strong and determined because Jesus has given us a glimpse of heaven and continues to do so every day. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.